Turtle now. You are, of course, tuned in to The Eternal Now here on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman, your cerebral entertainment engineer. Yes. The time is upon us, this day of days. Of course, right there, Friday the 13th. We just heard from the theme song from Friday the 13th, part 3, in 3D. Such a good one. Harry Manfredini, there from 1982. Remember when I first saw that back then? I can't remember if I thought the 3D was good or not good, but either way, I'm glad they tried. Cover of this record's 3D. Comes with 3D glasses. It's pretty neat. Get excerpts from 1, 2, and 3 on this here record. And on this warm and creepy evening, we're going to keep things moving from England, also from 1982. This is Drinking Electricity with their hit, Breakout.
Break. Senderita.
Regarde, ne regarde pas. Regarde, ne regarde pas. Regarde, ne regarde pas. Seulement regarder avec.
Voir autre chose. Voir autre chose. Per questo sono come. Ecco. La bolla. Ma è della
Deuxième voix.
Twelfth voice.
Son sound d'amour tournant.
Turning.
Yeah.
CS colon. Hi, good day. How are you today? Frankly, I will be most delighted in partnering with you with the intention to maintain a silent slash financial position. I can provide capital injection for the advancement of any viable capital project which you require funding for. The main goal and mission are to be a strategic financial partner to your company once you agree to my proposal. I look forward to a prospective confidential financial business relationship with you. Thank you. For more information, kindly get back to me. Looking forward to hear from you.
Warm regards, Mohammed.
Capulets. Follow me close.
Thank you.
thou make us minstrels, and thou make minstrels of us who say nothing but discord. Here's my fiddlestick, here's the guitar.
Wild ride of sonic delicacies there. Right there, Butthole Surfers. 13 Tybalt arrives. Whatever the fuck that means. Taken from Soiled. Not the 7-inch from the 80s, but some bootleggy double disc of Odds and Ends and This Is and That's. In front of that, Ear App Axed. Matt Waldron, a gem of the Pacific Northwest. Ear App Axed. This track being from his monthly digital series. I think these normally would come out like when Bandcamp Friday would happen, but digital only monthly series. In front of that, from Japan, Dissecting Table. The inimitable Dissecting Table. From his first LP, Ultra Point of Intersection Exists, from 1987, released on his own, Ichiro's own UPD organization label. In front of that, Simon Wickham Smith from England. Prolific throughout the 90s and 2000s, collaborating with many different individuals, creating abstract drone work. This track, titled The Machine Says It, taken from a CD from 2010, Multiple Tongues. Good stuff there. Worth investigating. Just before that, Haley Palumbo. From a CD, Radio and My Voice. I believe this was from 2023. A self-produced album. Murky layered, dreamlike environments. Consistent throughout not just this disc, but the bulk of her discography. If murky, layered, dreamlike environments is your thing, like Zweistein. And just before that, Suzanne Ciani. Voices of Packaged Souls is the album we heard here. A self-produced record from 1970. Likely in a very small edition. Music here was commissioned for a Harold Prosecco Paris art exhibition. In the early part of 1970. And that took place in Brussels, Belgium. Subsequently, the record was reissued in 2012 in a larger edition so other people could enjoy these wonderful works as well. Just before that, Luke Ferrari. From a 10 CD box set. Louvre Electronique. We heard Prescrien, Aver Fillet 2. A very deep dive into the Ferrari world with this box set. One of my favorite parts on one of the discs is a recording of him and someone probably taking him around America, and they're in a subway and he's ordering a sandwich. And this recording is such a highlight for me. Not because I love Subway, but I just like the that he'll use just about anything as fair play, fair game for material to be released. With that in mind, we just heard from Juan Blanco in front of him. Musica Electroacustica. We heard Suite de los Niños. Unique individual, Juan Blanco. His sound, can't really compare it to someone else exactly. Really enjoy his music though. Hope you do as well. And just in front of that, Nicole Lachart from France. This was from a triple LP released on Metaphone in 2023. Nicole. Born in 1934. She was a, I would say, pioneer in this electronic experimental realm. She passed away in 1992. But thankfully, Metaphone lovingly put together this fine box set for everyone to appreciate. And just in front of that, we heard from Paul from their wonderful double LP from 1975. The Cosmisch Kraut Space Rock Sounds of Pole, comprised of couple guys, Philippe Bassamb and Jean-Louis Arisset. A fine, fine album. If you're into that 70s German kosmisch, elektronisch kind of thing, you're gonna love it. Speaking of things you will love, Wolf Eyes, just before that. From their Post-Civilization Muzak CDR from 2006. Brought to you by the Gods of Tundra label. This would lead me to believe this is perhaps a Mike Connolly period of the band. Aggressive textures nonetheless. I believe they're playing in Chicago tonight as well. Speaking of, just before that, Melon from their album Pithecan Thropus Erectus, we heard the track there, Pure Innocence, from 1983 on the Alpha label. The wonderfully difficult to describe Melon. Just before that, Todd Dockstader. This being organized sound by Todd Dockstader. '66. Excerpt from Luna Park. The one earlier with all the wacky laughing. His daytime job was doing sound for things like cartoons and commercials. So I guess after hours he would use the studio as his laboratory and make such wild and wacky, crazy and dreadful compositions. In front of that, Nagamatsu from England, early 80s duo project. This was found on the 3-Minute Symphony double LP. An eclectic selection of experimental new wave, post-punk noise. Extract Records, who also brought us the Elephant Table compilation, produced this 3-Minute Symphony compilation. Another double LP. Well curated. Well designed. Good job. Dave Henderson, the man behind the label, he was also such a music enthusiast to do these records, as he was initially writing Sounds magazine, covering all these bands and these genres of things popping up at the time. And at the top of the set, another band from England. A lot of England stuff today. Drinking Electricity from 1982. Overload. Thought that was a good one to kick things off. Really get that energy level set kind of high. So that is going to be pretty much it for me. hope you get into something for your Friday the 13th. I know I will. Thank you for joining me. My name is Andy Ortman. You have been listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org.